DNR Director Chuck Gipp briefed the governor last year on a draft plan from the EPA. It calls for 8,000 large livestock farms to be inspected once every 5 years.
We certainly don't have the staff to do that on a consistent basis.
So Gipp asked for 11 new livestock inspectors at a cost of $1.1 million, or, he said, risk a federal takeover of clean water enforcement.
It has said, though, that if we don't have the numbers of staff to do that, they could develop SWAT-like teams and do it for us.
But the governor put only 5 new inspectors in his budget, less than half the request. That's raising questions about just how thorough the inspections need to be. Executive Director Ralph Rosenberg with the Environmental Council is calling for 13 new inspectors, which was the DNR's original estimate.
We don't think 11 was enough, and we certainly don't think 5 is enough.
Not enough, he says, to determine if livestock operations are discharging manure into Iowa waterways. The council says the last time the DNR met federal requirements was in 2009, when inspectors conducted 43 inspections each. Under the governor's appropriation, each inspector would have to conduct 77 inspections each. The DNR's Chuck Gipp says there's been a vigorous internal discussion about how long a proper inspection takes.
You know, some were saying 10 minutes, others were saying 2 days. We determined we can do two inspections a day.
But that may not fly with the EPA. EPA spokesman David Bryan in Kansas City can't say too much about the ongoing negotiations with the DNR, but he confirms there's disagreement on what constitutes an adequate inspection.
How the inspection is being conducted is the biggest thing that we're looking at right now.
A DNR official says so far the EPA is insisting on their protocol for inspections. Meanwhile, Governor Branstad spokesman Tim Albrecht says he's confident the EPA won't end up taking over enforcement of clean water rules in Iowa. He says it was fiscally responsible to scale back the DNR's request.
Well, upon further reflection, they were able to find efficiencies within the department that demonstrated the need for just 5. And it does us no good to spend one extra dollar more than what we need to.
And Albrecht says the governor is not necessarily on board, even with the idea of inspections every 5 years. A DNR official involved in the negotiations with the EPA confirms that even the frequency of inspections is up for discussion. Environmentalists say every 5 years is the absolute minimum. Again, Ralph Rosenberg.
And that's pretty modest. I think many Iowans would like to see them inspected more often.
Meanwhile, State House Democrats predict they will appropriate more money for inspections than the governor. Coralville Senator Bob Dvorsky heads the Appropriations Committee in the Senate.
No, I mean, I think we'll move in that direction. I don't know the exact number, but I that's certainly something we need to do.
Dvorsky says look for an increase in DNR spending when Senate Democrats unveil their budget targets this week. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.